This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today to lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Katra. As part of it, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link project to the nation. The 272-kilometre project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Khad Bridge, which are part of this project, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. More details on this from our correspondent.
This rail link project establishes all-weather seamless rail connectivity between the Kashmir Valley and the rest of the country, aiming to transform regional mobility and driving socio-economic integration. These Vande Bharat trains to be introduced between Katra to Srinagar have been designed with special technical features to facilitate smooth travel in the challenging climate conditions of the Kashmir Valley. The Vande Bharat is equipped with silicon heating pads and heating plumbing pipeline, which prevents water from freezing even at temperature below 0 degrees. With the introduction of this train service, the travel time between Katra to Srinagar will be significantly reduced by nearly 3 hours. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Katra.
The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor met US Vice President J.D. Vance in Washington, D.C. last night. They had comprehensive discussions covering a wide array of critical issues, from counter-terrorism efforts to enhancing technological cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor termed the discussions as constructive and productive for strengthening India-US strategic partnership. Dr. Tharoor also spoke with Ambassador Ken Juster at Council on Foreign Relations on India's fight against terrorism. He said there is no equivalence between terrorists and their victims.
There is no equivalence between terrorists and their victims. There is no equivalent between a country that provides safe haven to terrorism and a country that's a flourishing multi-party democracy that's trying to get on with its business. There is no equivalence between a state that is a status quo power that just wants to be left alone by its neighbors where the neighbors don't agree with us.
In Brussels, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met President of the Chamber of Deputies of the Federal Parliament of Belgium, Peter de Rover. Talking to media, Mr. Prasad expressed gratitude to Mr. de Rover for expressing solidarity in the wake of Pehelgam terror attack.
सबसे मिलने के बाद एक निष्कर्ष लगा कि आतंकवाद की चिंता से वो भी परेशान है और हम ही सांसदों को सुनने के बाद उनको कई स्थिति स्पष्ट हुई है कि आतंकवाद दुनिया के लिए नासूर है और पाकिस्तान के जनरल उस देश को एक मिलिट्री टेररिस्ट नेक्सस से चलाते हैं इन बातों को समझा जो लोकतंत्र के लिए मानवता के लिए खतरा है
कर्नाटक चीफ मिनिस्टर सिद्धरमैया हैज सस्पेंडेड बेंगलुरु पुलिस कमिश्नर बी दयानंद एंड सेवरल अदर सीनियर पुलिस ऑफिशियल्स इन कनेक्शन विद द स्टैम्पीड आउटसाइड the Chinnaswamy Stadium in the state capital that killed 11 people. He also ordered the arrest of representatives of the RCB team, event management firm DNA Entertainment and Karnataka State Cricket Association. An FIR has been registered against them under various charges including culpable homicide not amounting to murder. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host the foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan for the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue in New Delhi today. Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy review today. Chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day meeting on Wednesday to decide on the repo rate cut. In chess, D. Gukesh continues to etch his name into history, securing his fourth classical victory at the 2025 Norway Chess Tournament. In a thrilling round 9 encounter, the youngest ever chess world champion defeated China's Wei Yi, climbing to 14.5 points and narrowing the gap between him and tournament leader Magnus Carlsen to just half a point. And that is the end of this news bulletin.